Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella, and I am here with two awesome characters in the industry. They are freaking hilarious, and you better listen in on this one. My partner in crime over there.
My name is Johnny Moda. I get to co-host along Victoria. Thank you for introducing me. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about our amazing, not myth, more legendary... you.
Oh, you're giving me that title right off the bat?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
I appreciate that humble introduction. I am Noah Kaplan of Leon Speakers and for Leon Speakers.
Cool. Well, if someone lives under a rock and doesn't know who you guys are, can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Yes, Leon Speakers is actually in its 20th year this year, so it's a big, big milestone for us. It's our 10th year of Infocom.
Hey, congrats.
Thank you.
Cool.
You know, our vision has always been the same, to mix art with audio and design with technology, mm-hmm. and also to live a bohemian lifestyle, so we call that business with bohemia.
Hey.
Nice.
So that's why we like to mix it up and not take ourselves too seriously. We take our products seriously, lives.
You know what I like about the booth every year is that it doesn't feel like it's a very, like a metallic, stale booth. It feels real. It feels live. It feels like it, you know, like it's where I'm gonna go see your product. It feels, you know, real life.
Well, at Leon we have an ethos about authenticity. So we like to use like authentic materials. We also like to fabricate stuff. So we hand build those things just like we build the speakers and the products and all the media frames. But there's an Italian word called sprezzatura, which means purposeful imperfection. So we kind of like to leave that purposeful imperfection because stuff sort of gets covered with formica a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. We like to expose it, similar to exposing the rafters and the beams in all those buildings in the poor 1970s and 80s that were coated with acoustic tiles and drop ceilings and fluorescent lighting, which everybody loves. So you can see people even removing this, you're starting to see brick, you're starting to see exposed material, and that's what we love. So we like to show.
Cool, cool. Well, you're here at Infocom 2017.
We are.
And what's your booth number?
I do not know.
But if you look online, you can definitely find
them. I guarantee that someone does.
3169.
It's 3169. Obviously. I recognize it by sight. I'm directionally challenged, so mostly Katie's been leaving me around to show me how to get to the booth.
I recognize it as well because it's the exposed and realistic one.
There you go. It's got wood, it's got metal, it's got stone, even got bone.
What's your proudest
soul?
It's got soul. It's got a hidden skeleton also somewhere inside of it.
Yeah. What's your proudest child at the booth? I mean, all of them are your favorite, obviously, but what's like your one, the one?
Actually, my favorite one, like instead of showing, we don't use video screens either. We just use huge pictures from the loft. So we have one giant picture of a super amazing artist that we recorded at the loft, mm-hmm. and so next to that we have a giant pair of speakers. It's to match a video wall. It's handmade. It's got not only the speakers and the subs built into it, mm-hmm. but it's capped off with solid slabs of hand assembled ash that we reclaimed from the floor of a 110 year old building. So it's pretty cool. You wouldn't notice it because part of our thing is, you know, we kind of want design to not stand out too much. We want it to stand in, just like we don't want to calm down too much. We want to
calm up.
And I think that should be the new slogan for Infocom.
Calm up, everyone.
Calm up.
I always thought Infocom was a great name, but I think it could use some refresh also.
Yeah,
just cool. Say it.
Well, speaking of fresh, there's a lot of fresh talent in the industry. Me being in it maybe for like a year or two, I have my CTS, but I'm still trying to, you know, get everything in like a sponge. Can you tell us a little bit about, advice for new people in the industry, mm-hmm. new, young, whatever?
Yes, we love to hire new talent. And just last week, we hired 7 new people on our team.
Hey.
Big deal, industrial designers, marketing people, growing our social teams, mm-hmm. and also our leadership teams. But I always think that you should lead with the why. So you might have heard that before. It's like, so not only know where you are, where you're going to work, where you want to live, but know why you're working there and why you want to be doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And cultural alignment is critical to that. You guys are obviously at the right place. Rave knows exactly why they exist, what you guys like to do. You like to have fun. You like to interact.
We definitely come up on the show floor.
And for the most part now, I think understanding when you're going into a situation, the right questions to ask. Mm. It's like, what's the vision for the company?
Well, why? Why are you the best, Christoph?
Exactly. Why are we the best? I think it's less about why we're the best and more about what we know about ourselves.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And the more you know about yourself, the more you're able to project your best self. So this is kind of heady, but that's why I always lead. The first thing I always talk about when we do interviews is the vision of the company.
Why are you guys so cool? I always enjoy you guys.
At this point, at my wiser age, you know, I'm just trying to maintain, you know, health, flexibility. But I think it's because we actually really love what we do. Mm-hmm. There's no days that go by where I feel like I'm at a job. Mm-hmm. Strangely, I've actually never had a job. Ever. Because we started this company right out of college, and I was a freelance artist, I was a musician, so it was like paint all day and play all night. And to this day, what we still like to do is exactly that.
But make money.
We need to make that money. We got a lot of families to feed. We like to have huge events. We like to do gigantic trade shows in the middle of Orlando. We love to find all these gigantic restaurants where we can take out hundreds of people at once and give them all a ton of, you know, strange, maybe fried ingredient stuff, like mega Applebee's. It's amazing.
Just don't give Johnny shrimp is what I
learned. Know, there's a lot of...
Oops.
Right.
No, I had some shrimp last night. It was a bad time.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for the boutique culture around Orlando. If anybody knows where to send me, please. We found a place called The Pharmacy, which is very good. It's a little bit hidden, little boutique. You know?
Okay.
But if you guys have any Orlando culture, you can shoot me. That would be awesome.
I've got plenty of Northern California culture if you're making
awesome.
It out that way.
Yeah. I'd appreciate it. My email is noah@leonspeakers.com.
How Thank personal you. Of you. That's awesome. You know what I love about Leon Speakers Open. The most? You mentioned yourself that you, right out of college, artist, musician, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only one in the company that's an artist.
No.
And it definitely reflects in your products. It's
Thank
very
you.
Art-driven and musical-driven, and it's
Thank
that is
you.
One of the biggest things that I really love about your company.
Thank you. And I truly feel like embodying all that is important. So to this day, I still like to do live performances. So we do performance art. And as you know, Johnny, the highest expression sometimes of that is our sound sculptures.
Yep.
So definitely got some sick commissions at this show for a brand new sound sculpture that will be unveiled in California.
Ooh.
It's a massive scale piece. It's going to move.
I'll reach out to the PR team on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Super excited to design it and draw it and build it, and it's going to be massively challenging to pull it off. So I think that sort of personifies everything we like, because we like art and design and technology.
Yeah, for some people that maybe are unfamiliar, you have multiple divisions within Leon. You have speakers, mm-hmm. you have the loft, which is mm-hmm. is so cool in its
Thank
own.
You.
You have art sculptures, which you've mentioned, which in itself is a piece of artwork that also... plays audio, so it's an audio sculpture, if
it
you
is.
Will, right?
It is a sound.
You have a whole division for hidden panels that is
yeah.
artwork.
Yeah.
You have a new division, I think, that has been incorporated into that area. I don't know if I can say it or not, but yeah, you've acquired a
yeah.
new company, if you
we
will.
Have.
Yeah.
We acquired a company called Media Decor a few years back.
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago. And what's nice about that is we wanted to like expand from where we were to expand that vision, and you know everything still has to do with art and audio, so and design with technology. So how do we personify design with technology? Well, you got to look at what's coming out, and then you got to see how it's going to be viewed. And so it's not necessarily like a lot of times we think about how it's going to function or how do we turn it on or how do we control it with a remote control. Those are great, but I'm all about how you see it. Right, or how you hear it, or how you just live with it. So I like to design and build these new products that allow you to see technology in a different way. And so most of the people around Leon want to help you see that way. You know, which means it shouldn't feel like stuff that is soulless. It has to be soulful. It has to have choice. It has to have, again, authentic materials, so you feel like it's part of your life. And then you don't really want to notice it.
So the user experience?
They're user experience driven. Mm-hmm. And they're also personifications of your own personality, mm-hmm. right?
Do you take suggestions or listen to your dealer base on what they're looking for?
I do. You know, you have to be reactive because, but you also want to sculpt that a little bit. So because, you know, they're huge contractors, they have 1,000 things going on.
Right.
And a lot of times they're just looking to us to help them out and come up with a solution and design something as strange as a moving sound sculpture that's going to open up like a Venus flytrap. So yeah, these things happen. And you know what? They don't only happen at individual level. They happen at a corporate level.
Okay.
So most companies that we work with, especially larger companies, Fortune 500, know that design and culture are literally probably the most important things that drive their company forward. It's part of innovation, right? You want to innovate with design. You want to innovate with culture. And then for people like Victoria, you want to attract the people who you want to work with by places that look amazing. And that's critical at this point, that technology looks right and feels right and doesn't feel alien. Though right now I feel a bit alien in front of these super, super sick microphones.
Oh, I have to thank our friends at Tascam for those microphones.
I love Tascam microphones, and I've loved Tascam products forever.
And
we recorded a lot stuff on Tascam, 4-tracks and 8-tracks.
Cool. Actually, I'm going to bounce off that last thought about you and your company thinking outside of the box all the time. Do you think that we've plateaued a little bit in innovations? Or do you think, you know, are there still small updates? Yeah, sure, the internet happened, that was like the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think we're going to like wiggle our nose and end up in space?
I do know now that we will end up on Mars probably within the next 20 years. And that's I'm not just saying that, but... I do know. But little things have also happened that people haven't really taken notice of. Like, for instance, there are hoverboards that work. That, you know, have you ever seen the new drones, the flown drones? Like, of people standing on drones that fly?
Wait, no.
No. Do you guys follow us? Yeah, so if you look at...
I live under a rock, sorry.
These are incredible things. One thing I can tell you is that now a lot of these innovations that we've seen are working stably. And that in that stability, there's a whole new thing that's going to happen, which is in that stability, you could find art. So like the way I see all this stuff out in the public is, okay, we've designed certain platforms, we've designed certain ways to communicate, and now those things are really working. And so now we can really dig into the artistic value of that. So right now I'm personally working on new ways to present music in ways that nobody's ever seen. You know, trying to reimagine how can we listen to music, how can we experience it, how can it become more dimensional. And I know that people I work with as well are looking not only how do we take flight physically but also mentally. So I think there's a ton of innovation coming right around the bend that's going to freak us out.
I can't wait to see your company's involvement with that, really, just because we were talking about like what can we mash up in the industry that can like not, we can't be plateaued, I don't know, but like VR coming into the video conferencing, you know, if Johnny's not in Chicago and he can't fly out, you know, like he actually wants to see the demonstration, not on just his TV or display, you know, how can he get involved? You know, Johnny's twin can be in Chicago, you know, like evil twin. And
he's evil.
He actually does have an evil twin. People don't know that, do they?
Yeah, no. Well, they did. I think they learned recently, but yeah.
I have
I could be the evil. I met your doppelganger.
You met my doppelganger, so I do have an exact doppelganger, which is awkward.
What? Where?
He's my brother. He's younger, but we didn't used to look alike, but we've evolved into the exact same creature.
I think it was a strategic move for what's to come next at Leon Speakers.
Everybody needs a transition plan, and it really helps that he is 8 years younger than me. So, you know, I will step down, he will step up.
Going back to the art and the music scene that is Leon culture, I would love to see a Leon Speakers Leon Speakers gallery or experience center. You have your music and your audio sculptures that you could just go through and experience. Obviously, you're going to have, you know, all your products there, but you're going to...
Can you guys tour with
an
them?
Art gallery of sorts.
Can I tell them?
Yeah,
can I release
please.
Some news?
Oh, please.
Okay, so we also love and appreciate vintage products.
Okay.
So one thing that may or may not happen right now, literally on Monday... would be that an Airstream is going to be showing up at the door of Leon Speakers, which will be our first official touring mechanism. It's fully outfitted 26-foot 1967 Airstream.
Okay.
Fully restored. It's got 150-year-old floors in it, solid counters. You know, we're going to equip this thing to sort of live this lifestyle, so the business bohemian lifestyle. I personally also... I'm going to be stepping back into the art life. You know, I've been living like in the foreground for a really long time. That's not going to stop, but I am going to stop every day to spend a few hours at the studio before I go into the factory so I can get some things done, you know, and re-engage and find some new you know, connect with the passions of the past.
So, sorry, I kind of flew over my head.
So we're getting an Airstream.
Airstream, what is an Airstream?
An Airstream, for people who don't know, is a gigantic trailer.
Oh, so you are going on the road.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Can you stop by Chicago or Louisiana? Because I'm temporarily going there.
We definitely will be in Chicago. Definitely will be in Colorado. We're going to try to tour this thing all the way down to the next trade show, which is CEDIA.
Sweet.
Where hopefully we'll debut that thing on the floor of the trade show.
Cool.
And we'll be kicking it right there.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Living the outdoor lifestyle. Letting go. You got to let go of things, right?
Yeah.
You don't need a lot of things. You need to let go of a lot of things. So for me, it's not about what you have all the time. But it's about what you give and what you do, right? You don't need a lot of things.
No, I need to let go of like one of my suitcases.
See, if you have a suitcase that you absolutely don't love, like someone talked to me about it like this. They said, look, if you could hold it in your hand and you have no feeling for it.
Let it go.
Let it go.
That's how I shop.
Exactly. Are you good at shopping?
I just don't like shopping, and then I like don't know what to buy, and then I'm like, nah, I don't like it, so I'm not gonna buy it.
There you go. That's exactly how
makes
we make
sense.
And choice is that simple, and art is that simple. So one of the most fascinating conversations I ever had, you know, there was a woman, she was just obsessed with why people buy art or why they make decisions like they do. Mm-hmm. And in the first interview, the woman said, she asked the first customer, hey, why did you buy this piece of art over your fireplace? And the woman simply said, because it makes me feel good.
Yep.
And really, that's the summation of everything I believe. It doesn't have to be a complex interaction. So for that reason, you know, I'm trying to run the company the same way. You know, like, do we love doing this? Yes or no is the first question. If we don't, maybe we shouldn't do it, you know? And so again, design often is about what you don't do as much as about what you do.
Cool.
And with that being said, you guys want to get up and do some exercises? I know you guys have been like sitting, standing, maybe behind the mic all the time.
Yeah. Before we do that, before we do that, because yes, we will do that, for people that aren't here at Infocom and want to learn more, where can we go to learn more all about Leon?
So we have a couple of websites that might be good for you to visit. One is just leonspeakers.com.
Okay.
The other one is leoncustomsound.com, and then the other one is leoncommercialsound.com, and then we also have Media Decor.
Sweet.
But you could just go to visit us on social at Leon Speakers. At Leon Speakers will basically get you to wherever you want to go.
Awesome. And a really quick note, you're behind some of that yourself, right? A direct interaction with Noah Kaplan, if I'm mistaken.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm on there doing it, you know, out there living.
Yeah.
Just seeing what's going on in the world. And my favorite thing to do when I'm traveling is to see what's going on.
Cool.
Right?
I'm excited for your guys' tour.
I
want to come to Chicago, fly back for like that week or whatever, and see you guys.
Well, I definitely want to invite both of you guys to the factory, too.
I would love to.
For our next Loft shows. So at Leon Loft, you know, we record all these shows, but it's also a good way to just see how the whole company feels and interacts and how awesome it is when an artist comes and just lets go also and talks openly. You learn a lot.
A lot.
I really want to see that.
Cool.
All right.
Cool. So what are your exercises?
I think today, because we're sort of confined, we have a couple of like counter height stools. I was thinking maybe we do some either reverse dips or maybe some push-ups.
I
go for reverse dips. Let's do it.
Let's do reverse dips and we'll stretch out a little bit. I can't do parkour in this little box, but I might jump off and out of the scene.
You do whatever you feel like.
Thank you so
let
much.
Let go.
I also just want to thank you guys both for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you guys
appreciate
do a great
job.
We couldn't do it without professionals like yourself. No.
Thank you. Likewise, but it's fun to see you guys getting to where you're going, and hopefully next time I see both of you will be in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Johnny. Everybody, let's stretch out. Remember.
It's going.
It's going. I'm taking off. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.